Affirmative action. When the black woman walks in with her child, I think about giving up the best seat in the coffee shop, which happens to be my seat, way in the back by the big window overlooking a patch of lawn, bees hauling their fondness for the tulips planted along the curb. Because yes, isn't it awful, that whole slavery thing we learned about in textbooks? And shouldn't we show her how different we are, you and me, with our tornado bait ancestors and our manicured haircuts? The black mother turns to go, toddler on her skirts, as though both see the danger of lingering too long in the sweet mist of espresso, of stopping to read the newspaper while wreathed by our familiar smiles, our strained, toothy kindness.